Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Mark Palayo, aka Lil Marky Mark. I don't know why I chose that name. I just did. I just said Lil because I feel like every star, every big person now has to have Lil. So that's what I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be big. And then Marky Mark, the only thing I could think of for Marky Mark is because of Mark Wahlberg, you know, his rap name. If you guys know who Mark Wahlberg is, before he was actually a big actor, he was a rapper and his name was Marky Mark. And I was just like, you know, Lil Marky Mark sounds pretty cool, I guess. But, you know, I'm on here because I just wanted to do something. To be honest, I'm actually on winter break right now. I'm actually a college student at Mount San Antonio College. And I have a lot of free time on me. And I decided, you know, I really enjoy looking at podcasts, specifically like guys like Joe Rogan or do comedy podcasts. Really recommend those guys. And, you know, I was like, you know, I kind of wish I could be like that. I wish I could be making my own podcast. And I was just like, well, these last couple weeks researching, like, you know, what to do, you know, what are the requirements. And to be honest, I probably didn't fulfill any of those requirements. I just did a simple, you know, just this app. I figured out this app. I looked it up on YouTube. Some guy, which I don't recall from the top of my name, but he recommended this app and I decided to try it. And honestly, I really like it. It's a pretty cool platform. It's like the SoundCloud for podcasts. And SoundCloud, in my opinion, is pretty cool. A pretty cool way to get your name out there, especially if you're in the music business. And I guess this is a pretty cool platform to get your name out there if you're trying to become big in a podcast, like maybe like Joe Rogan or, you know, Howard Stern, you know, guys like that. Just a little bit about me, I guess, is, like I said earlier, I'm a college student. I'm actually majoring in psychology. I plan on transferring out pretty soon. Maybe in a few episodes, you know, in the future, I might talk about, like, my college life, how it's impacted me, how much do I like, how much do I hate it, do I like community college, would I recommend it, stuff like that. So maybe someone who's, like, trying to figure out in high school senior, maybe a junior, just someone in high school, you know, maybe they don't have that kind of income to afford a UC or go out of state, or maybe just a regular Cal State or private school, and, you know, questioning whether or not they would choose to go to community college. But anyway, so yeah, that's a little bit about me. You know, also, I'm a huge sports fan. I love sports. I'm a huge, huge sports fan. I think the reason why is because of my family. I think specifically my family were all like diehard football fans. You know, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan. It's kind of odd. I'm from California. Miami Dolphins all the way in South Florida, Miami, of course. I'm a Lakers fan, diehard Laker fan, diehard Dodger fan. I'm a huge MMA fan, whether it's UFC, Bellator. Back then, Strikeforce was pretty dope. I've seen a few Invictas. It's just a pure female fighting organization. It's pretty dope. Also, soccer. I like international soccer. I'm more, you know, I stay with my heritage in Mexico. I'm actually a Mexican-American Latino, and I like watching the Mexico games, whether it's the World Cup, the Copa de Oro, which is Gold Cup, or the Confederations Cup. It doesn't matter what it is. Or just a friendly, sometimes just like, you know, just watch it. I love sports. Also, another thing, I like keeping up with the news. As boring as that sounds, I'm 19 years old. It's weird, a 19-year-old does not really keep up with the news, but I think it's really good to keep up with the news because we gotta, like, keep up with what's going on with the world. Not even just like with the country, but just with the world, what's going on in general. And I think it's really smart because if something bad is happening and you're oblivious to it, or if you don't know what's going on with the world and you figure out, like, all of a sudden, like, oh my God, like, a nuclear war is about to break out and you didn't know anything about it, maybe you could have, like, helped with awareness, raise awareness and try to get people to prevent and, you know, rise up against all these bad things. Like, obviously, this country right now is not in the greatest position, but, you know, we just got to stick by it. And, like, it's another thing is, like, everyone knows this country is kind of in the toilet bowl right now. They're kind of going down the drain, this country where it is. You know, a lot of people are not for, you know, the administration, but it's really good to keep up with what's going on. And, you know, it's my preference. So, yeah, I'm a huge sports fan. I really keep up with the news. I like to keep up with, you know, stuff like that. Movies, I like entertainment. I've been watching a lot of movies lately. And plus, now it's 2019. New year, New Year's resolution. I don't really have one. I don't really have one. But, like, New Year, new movies. Like, you know, Avengers Endgame. It's going to be... That movie is going to be very, very, very hyped. around the time. So is Captain Marvel. Those two movies, really, really looking forward to those two. More so Avengers. I think everyone's looking forward to Avengers. I think Star Wars is coming out too. But anyway, yeah, I'll talk more about the movies and stuff. Today, I kind of just want to do something simple. It's my first time. Let's see where I go. See how much I like it or not. But right now, I think is a, I guess a really good, since I'm a huge sports fan, might as well talk about it. This weekend actually is the first playoff round, the first round for the NFL playoffs. And unfortunately, the Dolphins didn't make it. But, you know, I was kind of hoping they didn't make it because I'm not the biggest fan of their head coach, nor the coaching staff in general. And, you know, obviously, if you, a lot of fans, if you keep up with the Dolphins, a lot of them kind of didn't want them, I guess, to keep their head coaches and stuff. So I was actually kind of hoping they would, like, end off on a bad note. And by that, you know, it sounds very fake of me, a fake fan, but, you know, who ended up firing a head coach was super good, super cool thing, super great thing. Not a cool thing for the, his name's Adam Gase, but, you know, for fans, a lot of fans really hated the head coach. Finally, we got him out. So anyway, but the first game on Saturday is at 1:35 Pacific Standard Time. Colts at Texans. That's a pretty good game. It's a division rival game. Texans, Deshaun Watson's a beast. He kills it. The dude in his rookie season, unfortunately, he got hurt. I think he's tore his ACL. He had to end it early. But everyone knew because he killed it in a few games he played. He killed it. And this year he showed, you know, he's not a fluke or anything. Even though towards the end of the season, the Texans kind of did slump a little bit. The team's really good. Also, J.J. Watt, one of the greatest defensive players in my opinion of all time. Super great defensive end, top five player, defensive player in the league right now. You can't go wrong with him. And then the Colts, who in my opinion are there's actually a lot of hot teams, but they're one of the, like, I think they are the hottest team right now. They are definitely the hottest team. Andrew Luck, I've always loved Andrew Luck. He's out of Stanford quarterback. He's so good. I think that's one player who, besides, you know, everyone talks about, you know, Phillip Rivers, Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees for MVP race, but Andrew Luck's a freaking monster. He killed it. I mean, if you look outside of T.Y. Hilton, besides T.Y. Hilton on his weapons, his receivers, tight ends, running backs, who does he have? He has legit nobody. You look at Patrick Mahomes, the guy's got Tyreek Hill, one of the fastest receiver in the game, one of the best receivers in the game. He's got Travis Kelce. You could make a good debate if he's the best tight end in the game. He's definitely second, top two behind Gronk. But you can make a good debate whether or not he's a, you know, if he's the best tight end. You know, Damian Williams, the running back, has been killing it since, you know, Kareem Hunt, unfortunately, you know, got released because of that whole, you know, debacle he was with, which was really messed up on his part. And then the Chiefs have a great line. You know, you go to the Saints, Drew Brees got the best running back duo, Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, super great. Michael Thomas, amazing player. You go to Phillip Rivers, has overall the best, in my opinion, has the best offense and defense all around, the best team in the AFC side. But you look at his offense, Melvin Gordon, one of the best running backs in the game. Keenan Allen, one of the best receivers. I mean, the line, great line. Russell Okung off the left tackle. Mike Pouncey, center. I mean, and then you look at Andrew Luck, legit. Only T.Y. Hilton. That's it. Like, I mean, the good thing with the Colts is that they have a good line now. I think that's the one really good thing for Luck is he has an amazing line. Quentin Nelson. I really wanted the Dolphins to draft Quentin Nelson this past draft. The dude's a stud. I think he came out of Notre Dame. The dude is a stud. He can play. Quentin Nelson is one of the best guards, if not top five guard. I think Zach Martin's still the best guard in the game right now. But Quentin Nelson is so good. But yeah, Luck has legit nobody. I guess my point, Luck has nobody, and that's why I think Luck should be in the MVP race. He's an elite quarterback. He's legit an elite quarterback. Man, we still had to legit recognizing that right now. You know, I think he's in the same bracket as Tom Brady, Drew Brees, legit, all those guys I just said, all those MVP contenders. He's a great quarterback, a really good quarterback. The game's going to be really close, though. I think it's going to be a really good game. This whole wild card weekend is going to be awesome. It's all these four games. All four of these games are great. Well, one of them, I think, shouldn't be too great of a game. But, you know, majority of these games are really good. I actually have the Colts winning. I think I'm going to take the upset. I think the Colts just keep on flying. that winning, they have a I think like a 6-game winning streak right now. I mean, I think they're gonna keep on going. I don't think they'll make the Super Bowl, but I think they'll definitely end off on a high note. I don't think they'll be in and out. Like they won't be. They won't get into because they're a wild card team. I don't think they'll be. They'll make it into the playoffs and then they'll just get immediately eliminated. I think Texans. But the thing is, here's the thing about Texans. This is kind of a. Let's see, yeah. There's two other quarterbacks in this round who are also first time playing. In the playoffs, and Deshaun Watson is going to be his first ever game. And the thing is, when a quarterback has never played in his career a playoff game before in his previous years playing, they tend to not do so well in the playoffs. First year because of the experience. There's no experience because it's regular season, and this goes for any sport. Well, mainly basketball and football I can think of. I don't know about baseball, but. When you're new to the setting of the playoff environment, it's a lot hard. It's a lot harder to deal with because you got so much pressure. Because now you're dealing with, okay, every mistake now is gonna really count. Is gonna really count on me as a quarterback and as a team and our future. Because you lose, you're out. And the thing with football instead of basketball, it's 4 out of 7. Football is just one and done. You lose, you're out. So it's even more pressure. I think football probably has the most pressure when it comes to the playoffs. Because like I said, one and done. And Deshaun Watson, I feel like he's going to feel it. And the Colts, rookie linebacker, Darius Leonard, he killed it. I think he led in tackles this year. He's a rookie and he killed it. Sucks how he didn't get a Pro Bowl nomination. He definitely deserved it. I think a lot of people can agree with that. But I still think this game's going to be close. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think this game will probably be around a 21-17 game or 24-17 game. It's a division rival game. The J.J. Watt's going to go hard. Jadeveon Clowney's going to go really hard. I mean, the Texans' defense is still really good. But I think Andrew Luck will pull through. He's amazing. The guy's clutch. The guy can throw. The guy's a leader. The guy's really good. The guy's an elite quarterback. He deserves to be in the MVP race. With the amount of weapons he has, I mean, definitely deserves at least a nomination or a recognition into the MVP race. But anyway, I think I have the Colts in that game. I definitely do have the Colts in that game. Next game, Saturday night, I think is my favorite game of the weekend. The Seahawks at Dallas. Both 10-6 teams. Russell Wilson going against Dak Prescott. This is such a hard game to choose. My gut feels like the Cowboys will end up winning, but I don't know. The Seahawks, I love Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's such a great coach. I like Russell Wilson. Much respect to him. Bobby Wagner, I think, is the second best linebacker behind Kuechly from the Panthers. But you know what? The Cowboys, I love Ezekiel Elliott, top 5 running back. Their linebackers, Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch, those guys are studs. Those guys, Leighton Vander Esch is rookie. I think Jalen Smith's in the second and third year. I think his second year. Those guys killed it. I think they might be. They might be becoming one of the best They are definitely one of the best linebacker duos right now. I think they'll emerge into very good linebackers in the future. I think the Cowboys might pull it off. I think the Cowboys are ranked number 5 in rush defense, and that's because of the linebackers. But Seahawks, because the Cowboys are number 5, but the Seahawks are actually number 1 in rush offense. But I think the Cowboys will pull through. I think that game's gonna be a high scoring game. I think Cowboys will probably end up winning 28-24, somewhere around that ballpark. I think Zeke pulls through. The line's not as good as what it used to be. Their line is definitely not as good as it used to be, but Dak Prescott, for some reason, he somehow just pulls through in big games and big moments. He really does. I mean, look at the week 17, the way they won. They won in a two-point conversion, game-winning two-point conversion. Dak Prescott I wouldn't put him in the elite category. But he's a good enough quarterback that'll get you wins, I think. But Ezekiel Elliott's really good. We all know he's an elite running back. Like I said, those linebackers are amazing. DeMarcus Lawrence, great defensive end. He was a Pro Bowler last season. I don't know about this year. He's a great player. I think the Cowboys might pull through on that one. 28-24, that's my prediction. On Saturday, I have the Colts and I have the Cowboys winning. Sunday, the third game, another good game. It's the Chargers and Ravens. And this is like a side note, but I extremely hate the Ravens. I do not like the Ravens at all. I've always been a Raven hater, though. I'm a Dolphins fan myself. And the Dolphins, the reason why I hate the Ravens is because the Dolphins can never beat the Ravens. And they're not a division rival game, but every time the Dolphins play against the Ravens just, they just kill Miami. I think since that 2007 season, that one win, I think it's revenge. In 2007, the Dolphins only won one game, and that was against the Ravens. It was an embarrassing loss for the Ravens. And I think that's the reason why the Ravens keep on pounding on us in revenge with that. Happened 12 years ago. We've only beaten them, I think, once since that game. The Ravens, I hate the Ravens, but they're a good team. I think they have the best defense overall. Terrell Suggs, he's super old, but he's still really good. Mad respect. Eric Weddle's an amazing player, too. I think they got C.J. Mosley. He's another good like defensive lineman. But it sounds kind of biased, but I had the Chargers winning. I think the reason why I have the Chargers winning is because not only do they have an amazing offense, but they have a killer defense. I think in the AFC, like I said earlier, I think the AFC, the Chargers have the best overall team in the AFC. Phillip Rivers on offense. The line's amazing. The line's probably a top five line. Keenan Allen, Melvin Gordon, Hunter Henry, I think he's been playing. I don't know if he's back, but he's not a bad player. Antonio Gates is always a guy you can rely on. The guy's super old, but he's proven. He's a Hall of Famer. And you go on the defense. The defense is crazy. I mean, you got probably one of the best defensive end duos in the game right now, which is Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. When Joey Bosa's healthy, when Melvin Ingram is healthy, I mean, the quarterback should probably be scared. Lamar Jackson will be scared. Casey Hayward off in the corner, another good player. I think Jason Verrett's on that team. They have a good safety. I can't remember his name, though. But that defense overall is really good. I think this game, I have a feeling this game, by the way, it's in Baltimore. Because it's in Baltimore, I'll make it a one-possession game. I think the Chargers will pull through by a touchdown. I think the Chargers win 28-21. I was going to say, if it was in L.A., it might be like a 10. I think I could see a 10-point game. I could see like a 27-17 game. But I think since it's in Baltimore, I'll make it a one-possession game. Another thing is the Chargers are 7-1 on the road, which is super good. That means if you're good at home, the thing is in football, if you can win at least win 50% of your road games, so we'll go 4-4. And if you can win a majority of your home games, you'll be a playoff team. The Chargers, they're 7-1 at home. I mean, nearly perfect. On the road. 7-1 on the road. Nearly perfect. Nearly perfect on the road. And I know people are going to say, oh, the Ravens, they beat the Chargers, didn't they? Yeah, and then again, it goes back to me saying earlier, Lamar Jackson, rookie quarterback. First time in the playoffs, has never played a playoff game in his life. The pressure gets to young quarterbacks. People do not realize that. That pressure feeds off of young quarterbacks and it kills them in these primetime games. It really does. And mark my words on that. That's what's going to happen in this game. I have a feeling Lamar Jackson is going to struggle in the beginning of the game. He's probably going to end up doing, you know, as the game progresses, maybe he'll start to catch on. Maybe he'll start, you know, running. He's a mobile quarterback, so he'll probably start scrambling a lot more. He's going to feel the pressure when Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram start rushing at him. That line can only do so much when those two elite players, they're going to go after Lamar Jackson. And trust me on that one, that's another reason why I have the Ravens losing this game is because Lamar Jackson, no experience. Phillip Rivers almost made the Super Bowl in 07. He's been in the playoffs numerous times. Trust me on that one, the Chargers will win that game. And then the last game in the wild card weekend, I think this is, in my opinion, probably the least exciting game is the Eagles in Chicago. And the reason why I think it's not as good is because Nick Foles is starting for the Eagles instead of Carson Wentz. But the Super Bowl winning quarterback, or I should say the Super Bowl winning team, was the Eagles. And the quarterback for that team last year was the backup, second stringer Nick Foles. And Carson Wentz is obviously hurt. I think he's still hurt. So I'm pretty sure if that's the case, Nick Foles will be starting. I'm like almost 100% sure he's starting. If Nick Foles has his magic again, which I don't believe will happen, the Eagles, you know, might have a shot. But the Bears' defense is insane. Khalil Mack is definitely deserves Defense Player of the Year. I think he deserves the Defensive Player of the Year award. He literally helped out create success for this team overall. Because the Bears last season, I don't even think they had a winning record. I don't even think they had a winning record. Now, 12-4. They won the NFC North over the Vikings, Packers, and Lions. Even though a couple of those teams, you know, were very disappointing, I should say the Packers, the Vikings, where a lot of people thought the Lions were going to be that good. But the Vikings really choked at the end. Actually, it was supposed to be the Vikings instead of the Eagles, but the Eagles ended up winning their last game. The Vikings lost their last game. The Vikings would have won their last game. They would have been playing instead of the Eagles. But I honestly don't see Nick Foles winning this game. I think his magic runs out. It finally runs out. And you know what? Last season, I really wanted him to lose too, because I was just like, how in the hell is a backup quarterback going to win the Super Bowl? And he ended up doing it. And I was just like, so you're telling me a backup quarterback is going to win a Super Bowl over, you know, Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, Rivers, Luck. Well, Luck wasn't really playing last year, I think, but you get my point. A backup quarterback won the Super Bowl. I thought that was pretty ridiculous. I don't see the Eagles winning this game, though. I think this the Bears defense, let me tell you something. Khalil Mack, he's insane. Like, I'm going to emphasize on Khalil Mack. He's insane. Best trade of the season, might even be the best trade of the decade. Khalil Mack leaving the, or being traded from the Raiders to the Bears. Bears legit got, oh my goodness, one of the greatest defense players. He'll probably end up being one of the greatest defense players of all time. But not only him, they also have, I think Kyle Fuller is a great cornerback. It's a great cornerback. Trevathan, I think the linebacker, I think he still plays on the team. He's another good guy. They have another good defensive end. I can't remember his name. Oh, Akeem Hicks. I think he's a defensive lineman. He's another great player. Akeem Hicks is amazing. That defense is crazy. Mitchell Trubisky, here's the thing, though. This is why I think Eagles fans should have a little hope, is because, like I said about, you know, Lamar Jackson, no experience in the playoffs will struggle. Mitchell Trubisky, second-year quarterback, first playoff game in his career. Just saying, no experience. It's possible. It's possible this Eagles team defense could slow him down and, you know, make this game a little bit just a straight defensive game. That wouldn't be fun, by the way. If it's a straight defensive game, it's probably going to be a very boring game. That's one thing I'll give Foles over Trubisky. He's got the experience. He played a Super Bowl, for crying out loud. Trubisky, no playoff games. No playoff games. First one. But I'm going to give the Bears this one. I think this game's going to be a low score. I think it's going to be a 17-14 game. The Bears will win. I think it's going to be a straight defensive game. That's the reason why I think it's going to be a defensive game. Because I think the Bears defense, I think the Bears defense will get to Nick Foles. It's definitely going to get to Nick Foles. But the thing is, also, Mitch Trubisky, no playoff games. Young quarterback, only his second season. Yeah, he killed it during the regular season. But then again, regular season is nowhere near the same thing as the playoffs. The Eagles defense probably will end up getting to Mitchell Trubisky. But take out those two quarterbacks, who do you feel more comfortable with winning the game? I have a feeling it's the Bears, just because of their defense. Defense wins championships. So I have the Bears winning that game. And the previous one, the Chargers winning that. That'll be Sunday night. There'll be Sunday's games. Saturday will be the Colts, in my opinion. The Cowboys, Saturday. Those teams will move on to the divisional round, which will be the following weekend. I don't know how the seeding will end up. I'm pretty sure I can figure out the seeding, but that'll probably be too little complicated right now as I'm doing this podcast. Take up too much time. But yeah, I think these wild card games will be really good games. I haven't, in these last few years, I think these games will probably be top wild card weekend. 2019 wild card weekend, probably the best wild card weekend in a long time we've had in the NFL. And trust me, there's been some good ones, don't get me wrong. But I've watched football for a long time, basically my whole entire life. I know when there's going to be good games. I know when there's going to be good games. A lot of these teams are really good teams. A lot of these teams are, well, I mean, obviously they're in the playoffs, right? But a lot of these teams are really fun teams to watch. For instance, like I said, the Chargers are pretty fun. The Cowboys are always a fun team to watch. The Seahawks are another good team to watch. You know, Russell Wilson's a really good player to watch, the quarterback. The Bears, just because of their elite defense, Khalil Mack, so good. Just, I mean, all these teams. And then you get, obviously, the division around, which I'll probably cover like next week, is, you know, the division around teams are the NFCs, the Rams, the Saints. Everyone knows how amazing the Saints are. Drew Brees, Hall of Fame quarterback. Everyone loves watching the Rams offense. Jared Goff's such a fun player to watch. Todd Gurley, I think, is the best running back at this point since Le'Veon Bell didn't decide to play. And then you got the Patriots, even though they're most hated team, but I think the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. You know, it's historic watching his game, his play. And then whose other team is the Chiefs. Even though I do believe Patrick Mahomes is his first time playing in the playoffs, Tyreek Hill is such a fun... He's so fast. It's pretty unbelievable how fast he is. He's such a great player. Travis Kelce is another insane tight end. I personally like Travis Kelce more than Gronk. I think Gronk's starting to fall off. He's super injury prone, but that's another, you know, topic that I'll talk about. But I don't, you know, there's no need to talk about right now. Okay, so that's NFL playoffs. Let me transition to the NBA. You know, I love basketball. I think basketball is something I've been looking forward to a little bit more lately because, you know, the Dolphins have been really disappointing this season. They had some highs. They had a couple highs. The miracle in Miami, being the Patriots. The 3-0 start was awesome, even though we played against, you know, garbage teams, non-playoff teams. But LeBron James with the Lakers, I'm a huge Laker fan. That's always something to look forward to. I guess we'll start with the Lakers. The Lakers don't have LeBron right now. He's hurt. They're 21-16. They haven't really been as good, obviously, without LeBron. They need him in crunch time. You need LeBron James in crunch time. I think LeBron, because they lost to the Kings. I was watching that game. They lost to the Kings. It was horrible way to lose. They lost to a buzzer beater, a game-winning three-point buzzer beater. I mean, I personally think it should be 22-15. If that were the case, they'd probably be fifth seed over the Trailblazers. Today they play against the Thunder. This is of Wednesday. I don't know if I'll be posting this in the tonight or tomorrow, whatever. But this is Wednesday. The Lakers play against Thunder today. But the Lakers need LeBron James. They need vets. I mean, Rajon Rondo's out too. And a lot of people talk about the young core of the Lakers. You know, the four guys. Everyone thinks of is Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, and Josh Hart. And the way I would rank them would be Kyle Kuzma number one, Josh Hart number two, Ingram number three, and Zoe number four. Kyle Kuzma, I'll start with him. The dude can play. It's obvious the dude will be an all-star at one point in his career. If Laker fans could really vote, all of them could really vote and really push for him to be in the all-star game this year, it's possible. I don't think he will. I wish he did. But you know, the reason why I love Kyle Kuzma, the reason why they shouldn't like not try to get rid of him, if they can, the only way I believe that they should release Kyle Kuzma is if they're getting an elite player back and they're getting a good contract. Like, for instance, Anthony Davis. If we traded for Anthony Davis and we had to get rid of Kyle Kuzma, you know, just do it. Just go for it. But, you know, Bradley Beal, he's always been in the trade talks late last year. He's obviously one of the best shooting guards in the game. The thing is with Bradley Beal is he'll end up, I think he should be a free agent this year. He's obviously going to want more money. He's always going to want more money. And we give Bradley Beal more money, we're not going to be able to get Anthony Davis. The Lakers will try to go after Durant or Leonard. You know, that's kind of why I wouldn't, you know, that's why I say it. If you're going to let go of Kyle Kuzma, let him go if it's because it's an elite player you're getting back and a good contract. Not an elite player with a bad contract, you really, really have to think about the long run. If I were the GM, Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson, I don't think Magic Johnson's GM, but he definitely has a say in that front staff or front office. Excuse me. But yeah, Kyle Kuzma. The reason why I love Kyle Kuzma is because he's developed so well with LeBron. He's legit developed so well with LeBron. LeBron James has always had a number two. He's always had Dwayne Wade. We all know Dwayne Wade when he was in Miami. Kyrie Irving when he was just with Cleveland. He's always had a number two. And LeBron's needed a number two. And we all thought it was going to be Brandon Ingram, but it's turned out to be Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma is so good. The dude can shoot. The dude can drive. The guy can play defense. And the one thing I like about Kyle Kuzma is that he's a leader. The guy's very vocal. And out of these four players, he's definitely the most... He's shown the most leadership out of the four guys. He's developed well with LeBron James. The dude can play. The dude will be an all-star. Guarantee that. Whether he's with the Lakers or the Spurs or the Raptors or whoever, he will be an all-star at one point. Next player, the second player, I think, is Josh Hart. Josh Hart's a solid player. Josh Hart is the guy you look for in a team, whether it's on the bench or a starter. Because Josh Hart is, first of all, he's a great three. He's not a bad three-point shooter. He's a good three-point. He's not a great three-point shooter, but he's a good three-point shooter. Another thing is, he's a really good defensive player. And nowadays in the NBA, it's all about offense. No one really cares as much about defense. There's not as much. There's definitely a lot of good defensive players like Draymond, Kawhi. I think Josh Hart should be up there. He's gonna be up there at least. Chris Paul is now another good defensive player, but Josh Hart's not a bad 3-point shooter. He's a good defensive player. He's a good guy to come off the bench. Yeah, he's a good sixth man. He's a good starter. He's always there. He's that guy who will always be there when you need him. In my opinion, it's like Trevor Ariza. Trevor Ariza has always been that guy. You know, if you need someone, he's a nice solid player. A nice solid player who you can give like a decent contract to. You probably won't lose a lot of money. I think he's just a great player. Now, if he were to be traded, I'd be a little upset. Because I actually do. I think Josh Hart is probably like my favorite player on the Lakers, or the second favorite player on the Lakers. Well, actually, no. Definitely my second favorite player on the Lakers. LeBron James is my favorite player of all time. Something to know about me. I love LeBron James. But Josh Hart's a great player. Now, if they were to trade him, I'd be a little upset. I'd definitely be a little hurt. I mean, it really depends on what you're getting back. The Lakers, their return, what they're getting back. Now, if they were getting, I don't know, some bench player on the Warriors, some bench player on the Celtics, I'd be a little upset, obviously. If we're getting draft picks for Josh Hart, if it's draft picks from a lottery team, a top 10 lottery team, then okay, I guess I won't be as upset. But if it's like a 11th to 20th team, I'll be a little upset. So I think it really depends. If you want to trade Josh Hart, it really depends on what the return is. Next player is Brandon Ingram. I really liked Brandon Ingram. I do like Brandon. Like, I like him. But is he a good player? He has his moments, right? He just hasn't evolved as like he was supposed to be. The thing is, look, Brandon Ingram was known to be the next Kevin Durant. He's lengthy. He's got long arms. But he hasn't really developed well with LeBron. He's had really inconsistent nights. I mean, because like, everyone thought LeBron's number two will be Brandon Ingram. No one thought it would be Kyle Kuzma. People thought Kyle Kuzma would be better because he had such a great rookie season. First all-rookie team last year. But yeah, he's developed well. Brandon Ingram hasn't really developed well. His shot is not great. His shot is, some nights he'll make it. Some nights he won't. You know, obviously he had that fight early in the season, shows his immaturity. That's not a good way to start, especially with LeBron. LeBron, when you're playing with LeBron James, you need to show that you can work with LeBron James because he has a huge say in the organization. People don't realize that LeBron James probably has a bigger say than the head coaches or GMs. What he wants, he will get. He is, in my opinion, the greatest of all time. A lot of people think it's still MJ. It's a debate. But the fact that he's in the GOAT conversations and he has a lot to say, I mean, come on. So, but anyway, yeah, Brandon Ingram, he has not done well. What is his move? His move is he drives in. He does a decent job of driving in because he's so lengthy. And he has that fadeaway. He, like, posts up and does a fadeaway shot. He's just too inconsistent. And if they traded Brandon Ingram, it won't upset me. It really won't upset me. Because he's been in the trade talks this offseason, like this year too. Or this season, I should say. It won't upset me. The thing is, like, everyone still has that hope where he's supposed to be the next KD. So that's why the Lakers front office is afraid to let him go. And I get it. Because Kevin Durant, obviously, we all know, is future Hall of Famer. He's in the top 5 player, top 3 player. The dude is a great player. I get that. But Brandon Ingram has not shown that. And then the bottom player, Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball, you know, I was really excited for him to be a Laker, right? He's just too inconsistent. He's too inconsistent. He's extremely inconsistent. One night, he'll have a triple-double, right? The next night, he'll be 3 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 for 10 off in the field goal range, 1 for 7, 3 point, whatever. You get my point. He's too inconsistent. That's not good in the NBA. If you're inconsistent in the NBA, that's not good. LeBron James is not inconsistent. Kawhi Leonard's not inconsistent. Steph Curry is not inconsistent. Lonzo Ball is inconsistent. If they traded him, I actually would not mind. I would not mind if they traded him. Go for it. And I get it. Another reason why they didn't want to let him go is because he's still young. He's still evolving. Got to give him some time. He's a point guard. But, I mean, there's only so much time. Especially with the Lakers right now. And they're kind of in the win now motive. Especially by bringing in LeBron James. LeBron James is the guy who wants to win now because of his legacy. And he's only got, what, like 4 years left? He's in that win now motive. And Lonzo Ball is not, he's not that good of a player. He's decent. He's a decent point guard. Like, if I were, like, 2K right now, if I would give him a rating, he'd probably be, like, a 76 or 77, if I'm just being honest. I know right now, I think Lonzo right now has actually been on a good run. But when LeBron James comes back, Lonzo Ball will be going back to those 2-point nights, 4-point nights. And another thing is, another people like to argue is, the dude can pass. He's a good dimer. He likes to spread the ball around. I get that. But here's the thing with the NBA now, for point guards. This game is all, in order to be successful in the NBA now, you need to have a point guard who can shoot the 3-ball. Steph Curry, Chris Paul, James Harden's technically, he's a 2-guard. He's another good example. Kyrie Irving, all those guys could shoot 3-pointers. Well, James Harden really can't, but the other 3 can spread the ball around. They can dime, right? Lonzo Ball, yeah, he could dime. Can't shoot. He's inconsistent with his shot. He can't shoot. Like, you can check his, like, throughout the season, you'll find some games where he's 5 for 7, 7 for 11, 7 for 10, right? Those are good nights. You're gonna find more of the 2 for 8, 3 for 10, 4 for 15, those kind of nights. You'll find more of those. You'll find more cons than pros. And another thing with the point guards is you gotta show leadership. Chris Paul is a big time leader. Steph Curry is a leader. Kyrie Irving's a leader. Lonzo Ball, out of the 4 players, you know who I said was the most vocal? I said Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma was the most vocal. I said he showed the most leadership. He's developed the most, you know, quickly. Lonzo Ball, he's a quiet dude. He's not vocal. You see him on the court, he rarely opens his mouth. He doesn't do any of that. Okay, 3 things that a point guard needs. You need to shoot, leadership, and spread the ball. He's got the spreading the ball down, right? Can't shoot that well. He's very inconsistent. Not very well at leadership. I mean, Lonzo Ball is not, he, if they were to trade him, like I said, I would not be upset. They should trade him. They should explore what they can find out of Lonzo Ball. Not that good of a player. He's not that good. But anyway, so enough of the Lakers. Lakers are 21-16. I mean, good, they're 7th seed, not bad, right? But who knows how long, because LeBron James is out right now. So who knows how long. But overall, the surprise team so far is the Nuggets. Number 1 seed in the West. I've heard a lot of hype about them. Here's the thing. The playoffs come. You really think the Nuggets are trustworthy in the playoffs over teams like the Warriors, the Rockets? I mean, Thunder, I would choose the Thunder over the Nuggets, if I'm being honest. I would choose the Lakers over the Nuggets. That sounds biased, but LeBron James. Who do the Nuggets have? Jokic. Who else do the Nuggets have? I can't really think of the top of my head. I think... Oh, what's his name? He's a big. He's not a big. No. I'm thinking of the Jazz. I was about to say Rudy Gobert, but he's on the Jazz. But anyway... Like, you really trust the Nuggets in the playoffs. Who they play? They would play... Let's say right now the season just ended. They play the Spurs. If I'm being honest, I would choose the Spurs over the Nuggets in probably like 6 or 7. The Spurs got DeRozan. They have Aldridge. Greg Popovich, arguably the best coach of all time. I would choose the Spurs. I like, call me a hater. I don't care. But, I mean... The Nuggets aren't that good. We're not even halfway into the season. I predict the Nuggets will fall probably between the 5th or 8th range. Mark my words on that. I have a feeling, I believe, that by the end of the season, the Nuggets will no longer be a number 1 seeded team. They will not. Trust me on that. The Warriors will end up probably being number 1 seed. The Rockets are starting to like heat up. They're 4th now. They're only 3 games behind the Warriors. The Warriors are number 2 seed. 2 games behind the Thunder, the number 3 seed. I have a feeling the Rockets went up number 2. The Thunder were probably the number 3. The Lakers, I could see, will end up probably being the number 4 or number 5 team when LeBron James comes back. But yeah, Nuggets aren't that good. Nuggets, I think, will not be... The record shows they're 21-4-11. They will not be the number 1 seed team by the end of the season. And think about it. A lot of people have been worrying about the Warriors too, because there's been a lot of problems with Draymond, KD. They've not really shown this. Not really seem like they're the same team. Just wait until Boogie Cousins comes back, the best center of the game. Now they say, torn Achilles, you will never come back the same. What he's got is that he's a young player. He's a young player, and trust me on that. The Warriors will be number 1 seeded team. They'll most likely be this 3-time, 3-peat champion again. Unfortunately, I hate the Warriors as much as a lot of people do. I don't like Steph Curry. I think he's the most cockiest athlete in the game right now. But I definitely do believe the Warriors will end up number 1. The Nuggets will probably be like a number 7, number 6 team. And the Warriors will, I believe, will probably end up beating... I think the Celtics, the Raptors will be the Eastern team. Be one of those teams in probably like 6 games. That's just me though. Anyway, this is just... Today, this was actually pretty fun. I actually will probably do this again. This was a small little podcast I wanted to do. I really hope you guys enjoyed. Maybe I'll do another one tomorrow or sometime this week. This is pretty fun. I won't do sports next time. I definitely won't do sports next time. Unless something crazy happens. But anyway, I want to thank everyone that came out today. I really appreciate it. I love you guys follow, spread this podcast around. I really appreciate everyone. And I really hope everyone has a great New Year's and stay true to New Year's resolutions. Have a good one, everyone. Bye.